holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, letter number 6396, Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Tammuz, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the honorable participants in the Fabringen of these auspicious days, the days of redemption of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz, the year Tovshin Yudches, in the holy community on Toronto, Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said it was with pleasantness that I received the letter from the evening to the third, which is Tuesday, the third day of the week, the day in which Ki Tov is good has been repeated. On the day of 13th of Tammuz, which is the day of the redemption of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, also in actuality, because we know Yud Beis Tammuz was when he got the notice, but he wasn't actually freed yet because he had to have the papers and the documentations he only got on the 13th. So the Rebbe adds that also in action on the 13th, which means it was completely completed. The Rebbe is writing it in association with the 13th of Tammuz, which the Rebbe emphasizes is the conclusion of this redemption that took place, started on the 12th, but concluded on the 13th. And the Rebbe says it's something special. It's really important and it's very great, the conclusion and the end of a mitzvah. We can understand from what's written in Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah and the end of chapter 1 that it is greater than Shabbos. In that Yerushalmi, the discussion is when you bring the Omer, you cut the Omer for the mitzvah of that carbon, you can do it on Shabbos as well. But the question becomes over there, can you, at the end, after they brought the Omer, they actually used to singe it, they used to put it to fire in order to fulfill, the Torah says Koli. Koli means to make it a little under the fire. So can you do that on Shabbos, even though that it overrides Shabbos? But basically, what the Gemara says over there, that too can override the Shabbos, which gives us a very strong sense how important something to finish it. That is great. Doesn't mean, I don't think the Rebbe is not saying that it's greater than Shabbos, but we can see how great it is from the idea of Shabbos, that even you can violate the Shabbos because this is the end of the mitzvah. But it's not something which you can always take. It's not a rule across the board. But anyways, that's an interesting source to find when the conclusion, that Rebbe brings it in for the conclusion of Yud Beis Tammuz. And the Rebbe says, over there, we also have, the Rebbe references the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Omer Aleph, which it talks about in situations that should be good. Actually, this is when you see the word lemutav, as the Rebbe uses here, meaning it should be good, meaning instead of saying bad, you're saying lemutav, it should be good. Over there, it's talking about when prayer helps after the decree. Let's say Hashem decreed, and we're talking about the negative, something bad to happen. Does prayer help? And the Gemara says that, well, after the decree has been completed, then prayer is not going to help you. So if the Rebbe says, even in the negative, we see concluding something sort of finishes it off. So in the good, for sure, something that is concluded finishes off has a special value, and here in the Yud Gimel Tammuz that concluded the Rebbe's redemption, how important it is. And the Rebbe says, since these days, as they are mentioned, they are also, as the Rebbe quotes from the Megillah, Niskorim Venasim, meaning if you remind yourself of them and you celebrate them, so then it actually takes place every year and year. So the Rebbe says for sure, the Fabrengen, during such an auspicious time, aroused, similar to the flows and what was extended at that time, it was a tremendous blessings from Hashem to free the previous Rebbe and get him out of his predicament, his exile. So those flows that was experienced then are revisited and are re-experienced every year. And therefore, the Fabrengen at this time also brings down such a similar kind of a energy and a flow in our days. And the Rebbe prays Yerotzin that they should extend all these extensions and flows in the continuation, the days that are following, that are coming, Haboim L'Chasein L'Sholem, in spiritual and physical matters, to utilize all the blessings that the Fabrengen, that Nasim, that brought about all these tremendous flows, especially the Rebbe says, as it connects it to the development to the holy institution, which are called on the name of the Baal HaSimcha, literally talking about the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchak. Those were the schools, the network of schools, a government school, but it was under Chabad. And the Rebbe says, we have all guaranteed, all that participate in Fabrengens of this type, to additional blessing and success, also in their personal matters and their family matters. And the Rebbe says, with honor and with blessing for good news and all of the above. So the Rebbe is talking about the value. He got the letter on Yud Gimel Tammuz. That's when they wrote the Rebbe the letter. The Rebbe talks about Yud Gimel Tammuz being the conclusion of the freedom, which started on the 12th. And the Rebbe brings down various sources about concluding how important it is from the mitzvah of Omer that you can also conclude it on Shabbos, according to that opinion, and also that from the negative, the conclusion, once it's sealed, then, you know, it's done. So here, on the positive for sure. And the Rebbe says, when you fabrik and we re-experience what happened then, that brings down the flows now to utilize it in all matters for the coming year, especially to the development of the institutions which are named for the previous Rebbe. And the Rebbe says this would actually also guarantee in their personal matters as well.